Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome to Fat Mascara. It's Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. I'm Jen. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Fat Mascara, a beauty podcast.
Sure is. So listen, we are recording right now in, I would say we're almost at high summer. It's very hot, but it's getting like, we're experiencing like a real proper heat wave here. It's like—
Oh, it's a heat wave in New York City.
It's really bad. But like all over like the country, it's really bad. Like if you look at the morning news, it's like completely red when they do the map.
Just like my rosacea flare-ups.
Oh my God, it's so bad. I'm in a dark closet right now.
The map of the United States is Jen's skin.
It's really bad. Yeah, I mean, I'm not really, but ever since we talked about this every single year, I'm not a summer person, but I feel like if I was especially not a summer person living smack dab in Manhattan, I can be a little bit more open to the idea of summer now that I'm outside of the city.
Is it less like baking, like on hot cement where you are in Hoboken?
It is less baking. There's a little bit more of a cross breeze. Keep in mind, I'm right on the water. I live right on the water. So oh, yeah. I get a breeze when I'm strolling to like the ferry or with lake.
That hot city air blowing over you.
Yeah. And it's less like stinky and it, you know, there's more green, like there's just something that's a little bit more like inhabitable than.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah. So I'm getting a little bit why people are into it, but I'm still, it's not for me.
Yeah, you guys know who you're listening to, two yeah. city girls.
Yeah.
We don't venture far from the city, but yeah. when we do,
yeah.
we like it.
Invites are open, accepting all invites now.
Yeah, and it was my 2-year wedding anniversary last month, or actually this month, earlier
this
month.
It's been 2 years?
Yeah, can you believe that?
I remember because I was pregnant at your wedding and I didn't know it.
I know. I always think about that. There's this really cute picture. Even still, when you click on my wedding venue, the Castle by Marlowe, your picture with Jeff is like one of the top liked photos from there. And I see you in this gorgeous yellow dress. And I'm always like, little baby Lake was in there.
It was so strange, so strange. But I just remember like that whole day so clearly. And it was just such an amazing night. It was filled with so much joy. It was such a special night. Perfect weather.
Was.
Very balmy. Very balmy.
It was. Yeah. So, yeah.
So what's going on? How'd you celebrate? Yeah, yeah. What'd you get?
We went out to a lovely dinner. Oh, this is crazy, actually. A friend of Eric's who he, not a good friend, but like somebody he used to work with, was there in the restaurant. And as we were paying the check, they tell us this guy had paid for our entire dinner, and it was a fancy dinner. And they relayed to us that early in his marriage with his wife, someone had done that for them on their anniversary, and it has always stuck with them. And so he wanted to pass on the good, like, you know, like the goodwill, and he hoped that it was like, you know, a nice
That's
gesture.
Beautiful.
And Eric and I were blown away. And we were just like, okay, we're going to have to figure out a way someday in the future to do that for another young couple.
That's so sweet.
And then, make it even sweeter, I get home and open up my present. Guess what Eric got me?
I'm really not going to be able to guess. So what is it?
It ties into a common theme of Jen's about sustainability and cleanliness at home. You guys, I am the proud owner of a Toto Washlet
toilet topper. I think you're going to say like a Roomba.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Eric bought me a bidet. The card said, for my queen, a throne.
He has a good sense of humor. For anyone who is trying to understand who you married, I think that kind of says it all.
He's also a writer. I will say the thing is still in the box because we haven't installed it yet, because it does need to plug in and our outlet isn't quite near the toilet. So we're going to just plug it in with like the wire showing for now, just to like get a feel for it. But eventually I'm going to move the outlet so that you don't see the cords and it feels much more integrated.
So you're going to have to get like a guy to come in and like do the work in the bathroom.
Yeah, I've done electrical work before. My father is a proud IBEW,
that's true,
electrical worker union member. However, moving outlets is, especially in a tile wall, that's beyond me.
Yeah, don't attempt that at home.
Yeah. The electrician will come and install the outlet right behind the toilet. I will say they do make Toto toppers for toilets that don't require electricity, that just use the water pressure. But this one has like the warming and the arm that's movable. So you do need electricity. So I am so excited. That's going to be like our July 4th project to install this thing. I cannot wait to tell you all about it. I'm very excited.
I thought you just meant like sitting on the toilet was going to be your activity.
Well, once we get it working, yes. I'm just going to sit there and like spray my butt and stay cool all July 4th.
So it's funny that you say that. Like, I went to a spa, and you'll be hearing about this in a future episode of Fat Mascara.
Okay.
I went to a spa the other day, and this was not the thing you're going to hear about. Like, this was not the main event, but they had a Toto washlet on the thing, and I was just like, I'm not going to start experimenting with this here in this, like,
not in maybe a public, but you can come over to my house and try it out there. I've been seeing them more and more. Anyway, saves on all the tushy wipes, taper, all those things. We'll talk about it in a future episode. But for this episode, Jess is going to take us through the news. And then, as requested by listeners, we're going to talk about sun protective clothing and UPF and what it means. Give you some recommendations for that kind of stuff for the summer. We realize it is not summer everywhere. I know we have a lot of listeners in Australia, but guys, you're in Australia. Even though it's winter, it's still sunny. So don't stop listening. Okay? You ready to do this? Just, oh, and then we'll raise a wand and you know the drill.
Yes.
All right.
All right, let's do it. Okay, everybody, let's talk about what is hot. Hot.
It's hot. What's happening?
Hot
in beauty,
beauty news. Okay. So the clean beauty conversation continues. You just cannot keep everyone down. Everyone wants to get a piece of the clean beauty pie. The Environmental Working Group, which is a consumer advocacy group, they have a new initiative. And this is enabling cosmetic ingredients manufacturers to earn a seal that says EWG verified for your health. And this is basically a certification that says that individual ingredients and compositions are EWG certified. They also have a piloting program, which EWG scientists collaborate directly with other counterparts at cosmetics companies. And they work with formulators to improve the scores in EWG Skin Deep Cosmetics
for
database.
For a fee, I'm sure, but yes.
So if you know, some of you may know what EWG, you may be familiar with EWG, and some of you maybe have even gone on EWG Skin Deep Cosmetics database. You go on their website, you put in, you know, your favorite face cream, whatever, and it gives it like a rating system. And it might be like, you know, like
ingredients of concern. Yeah, red level
like,
7.
Yes, or like this is bad, this is good. You know, this you might want to check out. It has like, you know, hot, you know, bad for allergens, or this is linked to cancer causing ingredients according to, you know, their studies. So
they usually link out to the studies too.
Yes. So
and you can look up raw ingredients as well, not just products.
Right. So this is what's happening with EWG. I think it's very interesting because lots of different companies and organizations are trying to define what clean means to them, and brands are looking to see what clean means to them. And this is just more evidence of that. Okay.
Yes.
So this story really upset me. Okay. I hate to see it. Okay. The world of Lisa Frank is not so bright right now. Okay.
Aww.
Indie beauty brand Glamour Dolls is suing Lisa Frank regarding the makeup collection that went bust. Now, I had a little bit of deja vu when I was reading about this because I remember the Kickstarter that this suit references. Now, this is all on insider.com. We'll link out to this. There's lots of details. I'm not going to get in the weeds here. But in 2017, Glamour Dolls, which is a New Jersey-based indie brand, started a Kickstarter, if you remember, to create a Lisa Frank-themed makeup line. They raised more than, Glamour Dolls, raised more than $370,000 from more than 5,000 beauty enthusiasts. And this collection never came to fruition, okay? Some items were sold through Hot Topic and Ipsy. I'm guessing that's maybe just certain items, not a full collection. That I wasn't completely clear on that. But the bigger deal, in my opinion, is that a separate Lisa Frank makeup collection was released through Morphe. And a lot of you may remember that.
Yeah, with a licensing deal. We reported on it because we were so excited to see unicorns flying across the compacts and whatnot.
Exactly. But when I saw that, I was thinking, oh, they've been trying to do something for a while. Well, they've been trying to do something, or Glamour Dolls has been trying to do something with them for a while. So representatives for Lisa Frank Incorporated did not immediately respond to Insider's recent request for comment. It is extremely, it seems like things are not great between them. Glamour Dolls said that Lisa Frank intentionally and blatantly stymied the process at every possible juncture to collaborate. So this is a really juicy story, but it really upsets me because I really have a very positive association and feeling with Lisa Frank. So that one bummed me out. Okay. If you're having trouble wrapping your head around NFTs, everyone, I need you to brace yourself.
Raise his hand over here. Non-fungible tokens. Here we go.
All right, okay. I need you to hang on to your hats. Are you ready for NELFTs? NELFTs? Yes, that's right. The brand ELF is getting into crypto cosmetics with three hero products. These non-fungible tokens are called NELFTs. They're gold-dipped like versions of three of their hero products, Poreless Putty Primer, 16-Hour Camo Concealer.
Great concealer.
I know you love that concealer. And then this one's my fave, the Ride or Die Lip Balm.
Oh, yeah.
They dip them in gold and they put them up for sale via the crypto platform Bitski. Now, according to their chief marketing officer, Corey Marchisotto, at ELF, we always challenge ourselves to delight our community in new and disruptive ways. We're thrilled to introduce the first in what we will plan to will be a series of crypto cosmetics.
Okay. You know what this is, Jess? This is that $10 million Victoria's Secret diamond bra.
Mm-hmm.
That's my analogy. Back in the day, you need a little buzz for your brand. You put out this thing that no one's actually going to ever buy. Remember Nordstrom used to do a holiday catalog?
I think they sold them.
I know, but like they're more trying to get buzz than actually sell the damn thing.
I get what you're saying.
You know, there was like the Nordstrom holiday catalog and there'd always be like this super over the top thing.
Oh, the Neiman Marcus,
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think it's just like a publicity play, clearly. But
God, they're good at ELF. Also,
they're good, but it feels very digital and fresh. But to me, it's the same tactic from the marketing playbook that I just mentioned. You know?
I understand. Sorry, I'm just so tripped out on the name Marchisotto because that was the name of my principal in Central Elementary School. So Corey,
should we reach out to Corey at ELF and see if
I need
he or
to know
related to your principal?
I've never heard that name since. And I'm just I'm having so much nostalgia right now. Okay. Now, let's talk about another celebrity lime. Jen, I have to be really thoughtful if I bring one up. I know that you were nervous last week. I could tell you were a little nervous about bringing your celebrity beauty news to the table.
I mean, it's reliably news, but it's reliably just, yeah, boring sometimes.
Well, this one kind of knocked my socks off. This one knocked my socks off because you just don't hear about a real A-list actress, you know, going into beauty like this. Scarlett Johansson is getting into beauty.
Wow. Who
I know.
Isn't?
I just felt like that was a real surprise for me. She is going to be launching a beauty line. It's expected to launch in early 2022. She's said that beauty, you know, has always had a transformative power on her. This is to Women's Wear Daily. She has a passion for self-care from her early teenage years. She wants to create a line that is a clean, accessible approach to beauty. So the brand that she's working with, the investors she's working with are the people behind Pattern by Tracee Ellis Ross, Moon Oral Care, Florence by Mills. So she's working with, you know, legit people. I'm really excited to see what she does. I can't picture it. I can't picture it. So I guess just watch this space.
I'll watch.
Yes.
We'll see.
And now we're going to the Animal House, all right?
Ooh-wee.
Okay.
Animal House is so much more fun than Science Corner. Okay. I love it here.
Hawaiian Tropic wants to be the official sunscreen of dog walking. Jen, this is great. This is great for you.
I literally talked about dog sunscreen all weekend, about whether Wolfgang needs sunscreen or not. And I was like, I'm still looking into it to bring news to our listeners. Go on.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you can use this on Wolfgang. I probably wouldn't unless maybe you could check
with
them.
But it's for the dog walkers.
It's for you, okay? The brand's newest limited edition product is a dog poop. It's a poop bag scented. I had to get that right. This is where like syntax really matters. It's a poop bag scented with the brand's iconic tropical scent, which I love. Okay. So now, according to the head of marketing, Anastasia Tobias, Anastasia says, the fact is, without protection, the sun's UV rays can harm your skin in as little as 15 minutes, which is equivalent to the time it takes to take a short walk with your dog.
I see what they're doing here.
I think it's so smart to remind you
to put on sunscreen before you go walk your dog.
I think it's brilliant because honestly, like sometimes like I'll run out, I've told you this, like to just drop Lake off to her daycare, it's really like, you know, not that far away. And I'll be like, I'll just be right back. But all these little times add up. You can get, this is the best part, listener, you can get your free Hawaiian Tropic scented doggy poop bags at HawaiianTropicPawsForSPF.com. And that's paws spelled like P-A-W-S, like your dog's paws, okay?
Aww.
HawaiianTropicPawsForSPF.com. Super cute. I love that initiative. Okay. And now I'm hitting it with a bonus Animal House, okay?
Oh.
And this is, I was encouraged actually by a listener who DM'd me. I had posted on my personal Instagram how excited I was that Canada Goose announced that they're going to stop buying fur by the end of this year, and they're going to stop manufacturing fur products no later than the end of 2022. And I was like, this is my personal Instagram, so I put it on mine. I didn't put on Fat Mascara. This is A, it's fashion, and B, it's like my own personal thing. And a listener was like, share this on Animal House, share this on Fat Mascara. I said, it's fashion. Like, thanks for, you know, but, I'm not going to focus on that because it is fashion. But what I wanted to say was I felt really excited by, you know, that people, that it's such a massive brand. I mean, Canada Goose is huge. It's big. It's luxury. It's fabulous. It's all these things, you know, like people love it. It's very aspirational and it's major. They've made such a change. Like, it's like saying, like, you know, apples are no longer going to be red or something. You know, it's just like such an integral part of their brand. And they've made this amazing change. And sometimes I feel like when we talk about things on the show, whether it's about sustainability or like the thing that we talked about a few weeks ago with, you know, Oriental and fragrance, and even in my personal life, I'm like, who is listening? Who cares? I just sound like a Debbie Downer, you know, like, I feel like, you know, and even I've talked about Canada Goose before, but I like try to be polite because I don't want somebody already bought the coat, you know, like I don't want to like upset people. Change, it's possible. I just felt so happy, you know, like I just felt so happy that we can talk about these things. And then brands sometimes do take action. Gucci just debuted vegan sneakers. Nike, you know, you love your Air Force Ones. Now they're out in pineapple leather. Like, I just feel like I felt more optimistic last week. And just how often do you feel optimistic these days?
Oh, that's so good. Yeah. Good. That is great news. And I also just love that, like, when you see change happen, it's just
like
it's
on a
rewarding corporate
level from people like shouting about. So whatever it is that you're into, this isn't like a, you know, come on board with what I think, you know, it's.
Whatever your cause might be, don't think that you're just shouting into the ether,
into the
right?
void. Yeah. And
like
don't
sometimes it does make a difference.
Yeah. And don't let people make you think like that's not important or that you're a weirdo or something. Because,
or that
like,
other causes are more important. Yeah.
Certainly.
Like, if it matters to you, somebody's listening.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad. That's really great news. And I know that means a ton to you. So it makes me happy too.
Thank you. Okay. So yeah, that's the news, guys.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Okay, Jen, we've got the greatest listeners because they ask really specific but very like pointed, smart questions. Somebody said, what's up with the UPF clothing? Like, love it. But how long does the UPF protection actually last? And I, to that, I was just like, I don't know. Let's look into it.
Why don't we look into that for you? You know what? It was on the top of my mind as well ever since we interviewed Lauren Bostic from The Skinny Confidential. Remember when she told us she wore driving gloves?
Oh my God, I was like, I can't even picture her like in them. Like, just, it was crazy.
But then I was like, yeah, duh. If I'm so big into sun protection, why wouldn't I be wearing more UPF clothing? I got my big ass hat now. I don't have gloves yet. I also have tattoos all over my fingers. Who knows? But anyway, I did some looking into UPF. It's an interesting backstory, actually. It stands for Ultraviolet Protection Factor, and it's the SPF version for clothing. I'm talking about in the United States here, by the way, because laws are different in other countries. But the FDA, the same people that regulate your sunscreen, used to regulate the UPF levels up until the 1990s. But they were calling them medical devices. And I think that the market got much bigger, so they couldn't be regulating all of them. You're not going to call like a t-shirt with UPF rating a medical device. They switched over and threw the regulation to the Federal Trade Commission, which means it's more about labeling and advertising than the actual testing of the products. So now there's an American Society for Testing of Materials, and they put out a standard, we'll link to it, of how a company can test their fabric for a UPF rating. The interesting thing is, they don't have to prove to anybody when they put the UPF rating on the label that they have that. It's only if after the fact someone says, hey, I wore this t-shirt and I got a sunburn. Is it really UPF? That they might regulate and step in and see if what they're claiming isn't true.
Okay.
Which is, and honestly, I looked a lot. I could not find one case of this happening.
I can't imagine someone taking it to that level.
Right. But also with a t-shirt, you're like, if you still got a sunburn, you're like, was it because I took off the t-shirt? I don't know, but I haven't seen that happening. But what I do want to say is just like, buy from a reputable company. If it's very inexpensive, by the way, making a fabric UPF rated is more expensive. So if it's very cheap and you found it on some online marketplace from a questionable source, I would be wary.
That's great advice.
That said, what does it mean? So UPF 30 blocks 96.7%, or I should say blocks or reflects. So basically they're taking the fabric and they're either weaving it tight enough and with other fibers that it reflects or blocks light, or they're treating it with like Tinosorb or other sunscreen ingredients so that it blocks or reflects light. The fabrics that are treated with those additives, almost like a laundry additive, that actually wears off over time as you wash the clothing. The ones that have it woven in because they have a special rayon fiber that they weave into the cotton that makes it more reflective to UV light, that lasts forever. Well, here's the thing. You can't just tell there's nothing on the label that will tell you that. You have to do your research. Mm. So I did some research for you guys.
Okay.
Because I was like, I don't want to buy one that's just going to wash out. Like who wants to? And also some of the ones that wash out, they tell you, oh, hand wash only, cold water, no dryer. If you've got a family, you're putting everybody in rash guards at the beach, you don't want to come home and like hand wash and cold.
Nobody's hand washing anything.
Yeah. So I found a couple companies that have the type of fabric that have it woven in so that it will not deteriorate over time. One of the big ones, by the way, I'm going to link to the Skin Cancer Foundation also does a labeling where they approve things for being UPF rated and has some more information that I'll link to. Mott 50, I've been writing about this brand for years. I would say this is like one of the most fashionable of the UPF clothing companies because, Jess, have you noticed this? Like every time I shop for UPF clothing, it's not the most fashionable. What was I sending you? I sent you like a bunch
of pictures. You sent me something that I just can't see you in. I just can't see
because they're all tropical or nautical printed. I don't know why people just automatically think of the coasts whenever they think of sun protection. It's this like ingrained cultural thing of like sun protection equals beach and tropical. Like it actually does the whole category disservice in my mind because people continue to think of it as only for when I'm at the beach. If it's all in freaking palm prints and blue and white stripes, Cape Cod or San Diego, I feel like. And I'm not saying you can't wear those prints when you're like in the city or live in the middle of the country or whatever. I just feel like the prints still tell this story that sun protection is for when you are on vacation. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Like, where's my camo version?
Right.
Where's plaid?
It's not like opening up the kind of opportunities for like more casual, like I'm running to like Le Pain Quotidien or like wherever.
Yeah, or just like wearing every day. Or maybe I don't go to the beach, but I'm like up on a hike and I want to look like, I don't know. My hiking clothes doesn't have bananas all over them, you know? I love a banana print, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So anyway, Mott 50 does have lovely tropical prints, but they have solids too. For example, they have this like boyfriend shirt, which is a great cover up, like a big loose blouse that has UPF 50. It's $128, like I said, not cheap. Ooh. My only problem with Mott 50, they only go up to size XL. Which I think is a big miss.
Yeah.
Especially for like summer loose clothing and swim cover-ups and like, well, it's for anything. People come in all sizes. So that brings me to Coolabar. They've been like in on this
Coolabar.
Game. Yeah, I have a hat from them. They've been
Here's
on this game
hat,
forever.
My Coolabar hat now.
Oh, she just put on her Coolabar hat.
I'm in my closet, so everything's very easy access.
I love that. It has a Skin Cancer Foundation approved brim, which means it's more than 3 inches. Did you know that?
Oh, that's what it takes to qualify?
Yeah.
Yeah, this hat's huge. It's a little like, I have to be careful. Like,
because who you hit when you turn your head.
Yeah, because I've lost all my like, you know, side perception or whatever it's called.
Oh, we linked to my hat that I like. We should link to that too on the blogs. That's a cute one.
It's a cute one.
They do great hats at Coolabar, but the cool thing is their sun protective clothing with UPF goes up to size 3X and it's a little bit less pricey than Mott 50. So that's Coolabar, Coolibar. My only thing with that is I had a shirt from them. It wasn't the most fashion-forward fit. It was very boxy. Remember Katie Strino was telling us about darts?
Yeah. If you don't like put a dart in it, like it's like, it just denies that you even have a shape.
And for any shape person.
It's just like they put, yeah.
It's very blocky. It's very like functional clothing. So that's good. I mean, if you're going, you know, you just want to be functional, but I kind of want to work this into my regular wardrobe. And there's not a lot of cute stuff. Block UV, B-L-O-Q UV is another company that does a lot of basic UPF. And then all the big sportswear companies, this is where it gets a little trickier. Uniqlo, Athleta, Lands' End, Columbia, Lululemon, they all do UPF fabrics, but it varies about whether it's the kind that comes out as you wash it or not. So look in like, look on the pages, like facts about the fabric care. If it says hand wash, cold water, it's probably the kind that's going to degrade over 20 washes or so. So I might be wary of that. But I know for sure Mott 50 and Coolabar, everything you see on those sites is the kind that will stick around forever. Last note for a little DIY situation. I remember writing about this years ago. I think it's genius at Prevention. Remember when I worked at Prevention magazine?
Of course.
Our bread and butter was sunscreen. It's Prevention. We used to call it the How Not to Die magazine. Anyway, SunGuard is a laundry additive. It's basically Tinazorb. You wash it into the clothing and it gives you UPF 30, which like I said, protects against about 97% of the rays for 20 wash cycles. So you can take your favorite cover up or just a big old t-shirt, like, you know, men's Oxford that could be a cute cover up, wash it with this laundry additive. And then there you go. You have UPF clothing. Isn't that cool?
I feel like that tip should have come at the very top. That's the most exciting thing I've heard.
We're getting editing in real time. Do you like that, guys? It's like we did a story, like a magazine story. And my editor is like, lead with this.
I think that's great. I know. I thought that was like the most exciting thing I've heard in this whole conversation.
I was trying to end on a cool, exciting note.
No, I also see that as the kicker.
It's my kicker, Jess.
Yeah. No, I like that as a kicker. Okay.
That's what they used to say in the writing. Like you just can't end and like in conclusion, you got to do a little zhuzh at the end of your
zippy
article.
Something zippy. Yeah.
Try SunGuard. See you in the sun. No. All right. I'm done. There you go. Goodbye.
Okay, we've got a great razor wand from our friend, Anya.
Hello, my name is Anya Turner, and I am calling you from Spokane, Washington. And I'd like to raise a wand to Kosas 10-Second Eyeshadow. This has been a game changer for me. I especially love the neutral champagne shade called Globe and another shade called Supreme, which is warm, glittery gold. It goes on very smooth, it's very pigmented, very easy to apply, and it stays on literally for hours. It is an amazing eyeshadow for those who are just starting to play with makeup, and it's made in Italy, so high quality, high pigment, easy application. Overall, an amazing product. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anya. I have to be honest, I have heard about that Kosas eyeshadow from so many people, and clearly you love it too. I'm glad you shared. Listen, listeners, I want to hear what you are into lately. So does Jess. So does the rest of the Fat Mascara fam. Mm-hmm. Email us a voice memo, info@fatmascara.com. I mean, you get to have your voice on our podcast, which is pretty cool. You could play it for all your friends. Listen, you could even DM me. I will make you a little MP3 to share with people if you end up on the show. I'm adding that service in for you. Or give us a call. It's a number in the U.S. and it's free, 646-481-8182. Jess.
Okay, I'm ready to go. Am I up?
You're up. Can you beat Anya's? Because that was a good one.
Beat Anya? Okay, so I am crazy about the Ilia Super Serum Skin Tint SPF 40 Foundation. Such a long name. What I like about it is it's like a tinted moisturizer, but it's like actually even thinner than a moisturizer. It is like a serum. And it has beautiful blendability. You just, you know, you squeeze it out. It has like a little pipette.
Oh, like a dropper.
Yeah. And then you just kind of like, I just dot it on my face and I zhuzh around. And I keep saying this, but it's like a broken record, but I don't have a lot of time to put makeup on. But I don't have a lot of time to put makeup on. So I just kind of like zhuzh it around and it blends beautifully. If it's important to you, it doesn't have a lot of, like, it should reassure you, it doesn't have a lot of the things that, you know, people don't want. It doesn't have oil.
Ilya has like the it sold at Credo.
Yeah. And, so it's got lots of, you know, good, you know, it doesn't have things that people are like freaked out about and has lots of things that people want, like it has hyaluronic acid. I think it has, it has niacinamide. So you're getting
a true like skincare product that happens to have coverage.
Exactly. It's like, you've got your makeup, you've got your skincare and you have your SPF 40, which is like 40 is really good for a makeup product. 40 is really good. It's a mineral SPF if that's something that's important to you too.
And I imagine if it's a serum, like you can use enough to actually get SPF 40 without feeling like cakey.
Yes, I do sometimes like to put like SPF underneath it and I treat this as like a makeup, but I will say it's not a lot of coverage. So if you're looking for like, I want to look like I'm wearing makeup, you're going to need to add a concealer or you're going to like want to put like a powder because it is very dewy, but it's just like one of those, you know, like fresh skin with a little hint of tint thing. But I think it's nice for the summer.
Lovely.
Yes.
I don't know if mine's good for the summer, but it's great for travel. And this is such a ridiculous link I'm going to send you guys to, but it's like sold through Amazon. Luis Malley's is the brand. I don't even know what that is. It's the portable folding hairbrush. I used to have one of those like pop-up brushes with a mirror on one side of the brush.
I know, I remember.
I was obsessed with it. I used it all the time, checked my lipstick, brushed my hair when I traveled. The best part about it is it doesn't get all the weird lint and fuzz on the brush bristles because they're all like compacted down and folded into the thing when you're traveling, which is genius. I know it's such a corny little product, but I use it all the time. So that mine broke and I bought a replacement.
Yours broke?
Mine, I had it forever and ever. I know IGK.
No, I remember it.
IGK actually makes one, like a circular one that looks kind of like the one I had, but I ended up going with these. They're like an oblong brush with like a rectangular mirror because it was like $4 for $8. It says it's a great gift idea. If you gave me this as a gift, I'd be like, I'll see you. You're not invited to the next party. Like, please do not gift anyone this. It's like a $299 store pickup item. But if you're a travel person and you need a brush and a mirror all in one, don't want to get like, you know, fuzz on it in your purse, all that kind of stuff. It's just like easy peasy. One of those things like makes my life so much easier, but it was like $2.
Nice. Oh, I forgot that, like...
Forget we were making a podcast?
I forgot that we were, like, that we had to, like, finish on something that was, like, closing up the show.
I think you were like, listening to me just like I was on the phone with you telling you about this thing.
That was a cool story.
No, there's thousands and thousands of people listening.
Live right now?
Not live, but we really do have to finish the podcast.
Okay, so hold on. So ignore all that. Just, like delete that. Cut that section.
I'm not going to delete that. I'm totally leaving that in the podcast. I love showing people how it really is. Jess, you know what I want you to do before I see you on Thursday?
If you knew what I was thinking about, you would die.
Wait, what?
I'll tell you later.
Fine. Get your beauty sleep. I love you still.
Okay, bye.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.